Now, I guess we've all drunk Coca-Cola at some stage in our lives, even if we're not willing to fess up to it. It is, after all, the world's most famous soft drink. Well, the Chinese artist Hesheng Yu has found another use for Coke. He's turned it into a sculpture. The end result looks like a big lump of shiny black coal, and it's on show at Sydney's 4A Centre for Contemporary Asian Art, which is in Chinatown in Sydney. The work is called The Cola Project. So what does it all mean? The curator of the project is Aaron Sito, and he joins me now from Sydney. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how do you do?
I'm very well, thank you. So there's a huge mound of cola byproduct in a gallery. What is
sure
it exactly?
Is. It is exactly that. Over a year and a half, the artist, Hesheng Yu, he boiled up 134,000 litres of cola.
Say that again. How much cola?
134,000 litres.
I can't visualise 134 litres of cola.
It was a gargantuan task. It was he worked with a number of factory workers in his hometown to do it. And so over that period, it reduces down, it caramelizes, then it kind of burns, and what's left is this black coal-like substance. And that's what people have said when they come into the gallery. It actually looks like, looks like coking coal. It looks like stuff that comes out of the ground.
And is it one big mound or is it in little pieces?
It's a bit of both. I mean, some of it's when we were taking it out of its containers, some of it's kind of congealed together. You know, it's like some of it's a little bit like sand. But it's also moundable. We were able to make a big mound out of it.
Oh, so you can mold it, can you?
Not so much. It's just like a big mound of soil, if you know that type of shape that you might get if you mound it up.
Right.
Yeah.
And how big is it? I mean, is it bigger than, let's say, a Morris Minor? How big is it?
A Morris Minor.
A mini miner.
Yeah, no, it is. We don't have the full amount. This is only a section of the material that was produced from his process. We've got just under 2 tons of it.
So it
takes up about a space of 4 meters squared, nearly 4.5 meters
right.
squared.
Oh, that's big.
At its highest point, it's maybe about 1.5 meters off the ground.
Okay. So how long did it take to boil it down?
He was working with these guys for about a year and a half. So it was a long time, and he's a pretty young guy. He's only 25 years old, this guy. So it is a one of the things that I was really impressed with by this project is just the commitment to the idea and seeing it through to seeing his idea completed. I think is quite extraordinary.
Does it smell like cola?
It actually smells. I've never smelt molasses, but I've been told that it smells like molasses. It's got a really sweet smell. You can smell it from the street. It's permeated the entire gallery. And in fact, it lures people off the street to come in and see the exhibition.
Does it attract ants?
No, it hasn't attracted any ants, which is fantastic. maybe it's because it's been burnt beyond all recognition.
Ants don't know what it is.
No, maybe not.
All right. Now, I mean, you know, in the tone of my voice, you can hear that I see the kind of amusing side of this. But actually, someone who spends a year and a half boiling down Coca-Cola to create this substance is not just doing it for a lark. There's some
not at all.
Serious intention here. So talk to me about that.
And that's one of the things that we really notice when we look at young artists in China, especially, is there is a real seriousness and a total sincerity about the projects that they are embarking on. They are ambitious, they're experimental, that they're not entirely understandable, perhaps at first viewing, but there is an underlying process and an underlying conceptual inquisitiveness which is going on, especially in this work. Because the cola isn't the only thing that's on exhibition. There are a number of other elements to the project. So we've included some photographs that document the process, the year and a half process of boiling it down. There's some of the tools which were he and the workers were using, which have been included into kind of like an archaeological presentation in vitrines. And then there are also two other works. There are Song Dynasty style paintings, which is made, which incorporate elements of the kohler resin, which is ground down to make an ink. And then there is also a jade skeleton that is to the scale of his own body, and parts of the skeleton have been boiled in kohler. So it's not just the process of boiling down this product. It's also there are a number of other ideas that are going on in this exhibition.
I mean, it's called the Kohler Project, but I think we know that the product is Coca-Cola. But I guess there are copyright reasons or patent reasons why you can't use that name. Coca-Cola as a product is invested with all sorts of meaning, isn't it? I mean, it's seen as the kind of, it's a sort of symbol for American capitalism, really. Is that what we're playing with here?
Well, that's one of the ideas. I mean, if you look at the recent history of Chinese art, the contemporary Chinese art, there are probably two touch points that you could look at. There is an artist whose name is Wang Guangyi, who is part of a very important group of artists who are known as political pop or political pop artists. And so very early on, he was working with these images of Western capitalism kind of colliding with images of propaganda, the revolution, the propaganda posters that come out of the revolution. And then there's another more recent artist, perhaps, that you could look at is someone like Ai Weiwei, who incorporated the logo of Coca-Cola onto an ancient Chinese vase. I think what's happening with He Xiangyu, I mean, those two artists which I spoke about are much older. You know, that they're a different generation and a different points of the story of contemporary Chinese art. He Xiangyu is 25. He grew up when this idea of cola is not just about American consumer culture. It's actually a global culture, and it's something which it's everywhere. It's here in Australia. It's in China. It's in Africa. It's in Latin America. It's everywhere. So it's no longer just about the influence of American culture. I think he's talking more broadly about the way in which brands and cultures kind of happen all around the world.
Well, if you think about it, the resonances are limitless, aren't they? We consume endless amounts of products that are made in China with cheap labour, and we don't think about the conditions of labour they're produced in.
Yep.
The Chinese consume endless amounts of our coal, which looks a bit like the product you've got there.
Yep.
So there are resonances everywhere.
That's right. And I think, you know, it's a much more complicated conversation than just about the about the product. I brought up the paintings, and the paintings deal present Song Dynasty style landscape paintings. And Song Dynasty landscape is kind of the pinnacle of Chinese Han Chinese culture. It's one of those very potent symbols. So to incorporate elements of Kohler ink in it is he's also playing with his own cultural history, you know, and looking at its value and its future value and the way that it kind of Chinese culture itself is kind of circulating globally now.
Aaron, what's your own link to this? How do you come to be involved in this?
Well, I'm the director of 4A, and this is one of the projects which I curated. You know, each year we do a lot of research. We're interested in working with not just, you know, those highly recognizable artists in working in contemporary Asian art, but also interested in this younger generation to look at what their ideas are and what their concerns are.
We started the program by talking about the possibility of increasing the opportunities for exchange between Asian artists and Australian artists. Is anything like that likely to come out of this?
You know, we've been doing this since 1996. So as an organisation, we've been running for that time. The let's hope that the legacy of Foray is you know, that we can people can see what we've been doing in this time as actually having contributed to a discussion about Australia's relationship with not just China, but with the Asia-Pacific region more generally. Yes, there will be. I mean, this is one of the reasons why we decided to work with quite a young artist, is because at the moment a lot of our activity is around professional development of young artists or young Australian curators. And by being able to illustrate what is going on in, with artists of a similar age group is really important. It kind of opens, I think it will be able to open up the mind of Australian artists to think about what they're doing within a much broader context.
Aaron, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Aaron Sito there. He's the curator of the Kohler Project by He Xiongyu, and it's showing at the 4A Centre for Contemporary Asian Art, which is in Sydney's Chinatown, and it'll be there until the 5th of May.